Me being bothered is me being sexually harassed, as far as I'm concerned.
So anytime a man talks to you, you consider sexual harassment.
If you're talking to me and you have no business to be talking to me, you are sexually harassing me. You are undressing me with your eyes, and I want to rip them out of your fucking head.
I mean, it's like I always say, if you're not that 9 or 10 guy, women are disgusted by you. A 9 or 10 guy could say the craziest stuff to a woman, and she'll laugh and giggle. Oh, you're so crazy. But if you're just a regular-looking dude, or, God forbid, a unattractive-looking dude, and you just say hi, it's like, call the police. I mean, that's a little extreme, but I'm just saying, women are disgusted by you if you're not that top-tier guy. They really don't want you to talk to them or look at them. It's kind of like when we talk about women wearing yoga pants and all that. She's not wearing the yoga pants for the bottom 85%. She doesn't want the bottom 85% to look at her cheeks. She wants the top 15% of the guys to look at her cheeks and say, oh, let me go talk to her. And yes, women do feel violated when guys who are 7 and below try to talk to them. They do feel like it's harassment.
Y'all, I just walked out on this girl that I want a date with. So y'all, please let me know if I'm a bad person. I'm finna tell y'all what happened. So we went out to go get some food. She was already giving me general off vibes, but you know what I'm saying? I'm chilling. As we're sitting and talking, I'm noticing she's lacking principles and whatnot. Probably not gonna hit her up after this. But it was what she said next that just, it was the nail in the coffin for real. She begins to talk about her ex. Me, I don't have no problem with that. You can talk about your past with me, I don't trip. But it was what she said about the dude, bro. She says how her ex was a gangster dude. Like, he was aggressive. He used to beat on her, rape her, cheat on her, all that stuff. Me, I'm feeling bad. I'm like, dang, I don't wish that on no girl. She then says, it's cool because I feel like that was God's way of telling me the type of dudes I should stay away from. I instantly agreed. I was like, yeah, them gangster dudes, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes they not good for you. She cuts me off and says, no, I like gangster men. I just can't mess with another Gemini because they're toxic. No, look at my face. Y'all, there's no way. You think Gemini is the reason for that? Gemini don't got shit to do with that. I told her I had to go use the bathroom and I literally left. Like, bro, I can't do it with y'all.
Yeah, this dude hasn't learned female nature yet. Yeah, they love the bad boy. Stop trying to save him. Stop trying to say, oh yeah, you deserve better. No, she don't. She loved that and she went after that. She don't deserve better. And the fact that you took a woman on a date in 2022, 2023, that right there is cringe. These chicks don't get no dates, man. They just don't get no dates. Until after you hit and after you've been knowing her for a while and you really feel like she's legit. But yeah, he did the right thing for walking out. Nothing good was going to come from having anything to do with a chick like that. Don't even have one night stands with chicks like that. Just get up and walk out. Wherever you at, just get up and walk out.
I'd like to start with a short introduction about myself. I'm a woman in IT, obviously. I'm a CEO of a quite profitable IT company. I'm a mother as well, so you would say I went through quite a lot in the IT industry. So I have the experience and authority to talk about this topic. Now, what I want to say is that the whole talk...
Okay, did you catch the flexes? Okay, the first flex is I'm in IT as a girl. And that's rare. So, you know what? I'll give it to her. But what does being in IT really mean? I mean, that's kind of a general statement, but okay, I'll give it to her. Next flex is I have my own business, a very profitable business. She had to throw that in there. And also, I'm a model. That's the next flex. And then she starts talking about how much authority she has to speak about this. This woman is what the ladies like to call a narcissist.
About women in IT is usually a bad thing for us. Because basically what it says is, well, it's okay to have lower income. It's okay to do worse than boys in the IT industry because, well, there's a world conspiracy against you. You know, people hate you. That's why. So that's why I'm against the whole talk. Also, I did some recruiting because I have a company. And also I went to a school that had like 8 girls and 100 boys. So, you know, I'm quite used to being around a lot of boys.
Also peep how this is a grown woman still referring to grown men as boys. It's a testament to their childish mentality.
The whole thing is girls are usually quite lazy. They're just not that good programmers. Sorry, but that's true, honestly. They just don't want to get their hands dirty to do the job. And when I tried to do some recruiting, I intentionally wanted to recruit women. And at the end, I failed to do so. Do you want to know why? Because most of those girls were usually just cheating, and they were just not good programmers. At the end, I had to recruit boys. And that's why I think the whole talk about let's recruit more women is bad, because at the end, you're recruiting worse programmers. At the end, your company is going to suffer.
Okay, she's based. She pulled it back together. I mean, everything I said about her so far is still true, but she's kicking facts now. Yeah, I don't believe in affirmative action type stuff. Look, meet the standard or you don't get in. I don't believe in putting people in certain positions or pushing for certain demographics to be in certain fields just so it can be more diverse. No, meet the standard or, hey, you ain't in. If you don't sign up, you must didn't want to sign up. We're not going to push you to sign up for a certain program.
You're going to lose some money. I know it's trendy to talk about women in IT, but I think women should just start studying more and getting the job done. And I honestly don't see girls staying up until late at their office and working that often. No, it's usually the boys staying there. Why? I don't know. So that's what I want to say. I think the whole lecture should be removed, and I think it's just bullshit.